It is the pink.
After Liverpool have beaten Aston Villa by 3-1 in Birmingham, me and Rob have managed to get back. It was somewhat chaotic for us post-match around our plans and our bits and our pieces. But we're back now in a nice bar in Birmingham, you will be pleased to know. To reflect on that one, a little bit calmer than I think we were for much of the game, to be honest with you, Rob. It was a pretty emotional second half as Villa pushed Liverpool back a little bit in there as well. But, you know, ultimately I'm very pleased with the 3 points. I'm pleased with the 3 goals. I'm pleased with a number of performances in patches and sometimes on the whole across the 90. We'll get onto that in a minute or two, but first and foremost, great just to win.
Yeah, I think the first half was the first half we dreamt of, in a certain sense. They had chances, but we were really, really, really good coming forward. Cut them to ribbons at times, got our goal early, got the second goal soon enough. Yeah, it was great. At half time, we wanted it to stop, didn't we?
I mean, we'd just gladly gone home at that point. If only we could have dealt on that one, but it wasn't allowed. I think the first thing is, the big Villa push that we anticipated, it never quite came in the first half. I think the first 10 is a bit basketball, it's a bit end-to-end, and then it calms in Liverpool's favour. The goal obviously helps. But it comes second half, and they get the bit between the teeth, and they really do force us back. They really do put us under a ton of pressure. They're playing in spaces we don't like, and we're just hanging on in there a little bit at times, and we feel a bit out of control in that second 45, and that's the bit we've just lived through, so it's the bit that's the most prevalent in our minds.
Yeah, and I think it was bound to happen, and legs was going to be an issue. We put so much energy, I think, into the first 55 minutes. Midfield, I thought, was fantastic, particularly in the first 45. I thought Henderson's man of the first half. Fabinho looked back to his pretty close to his best to me. I thought Thiago did well. We were such a dominant, competitive team, really, for that period of the game, that at some stage they had to react. And if they got the goal, the home crowd, which was a really muted home crowd, eventually had to lift them. And that was the most encouraging part of the game, but it was very, very gladdening that at 2-1 we gained control back of the game. We stymied their flow, really, and edged our way back. Had some really, really good chances, and eventually took a very, very big one that left us coming out of that ground so happy.
Let's talk about the Bacevic for the goal. Firstly, he's so cool, he's so composed. He actually came on, I thought, with a real sense of purpose. I think it helped him that he was playing with Fabinho rather than in Fabinho's stead. He just sort of cuts loose. He's part of the move. It's a great ball from Gomez to get Nunez in. Nunez does absolutely brilliantly, as he does for so much of the game. He's so irrepressible. He really is irresistible to watch. And then from there, you get Bacevic, who does brilliantly as the ball breaks, dinking it over the keeper, and then getting it through the defender's legs on the line. You know, it's such a cool moment for the young man.